You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control.
Good evening, Miami Dolphins fans. How are you tonight? This is a breaking news audio from DolphinsTalk.com. I am your host, Mike, joined by Dante Colonelli, our in-house draft guru at DolphinsTalk.com. Dante, how are you doing tonight?
Doing all right. Did not expect to be talking to you
tonight. Me neither. I was getting ready for bed, sitting back, watching some Olympics, and next thing you know, my phone blows up. Xavien Howard, for those of you who don't know, Miami Dolphins superstar cornerback Xavien Howard has now formally requested a trade out of Miami. It looks like he has played his last down as a member of the Miami Dolphins and showed up to camp early on Tuesday morning. Didn't look happy in the pictures. I know some people were reading into his facial expressions, micro features, and all that good stuff. He's not happy. He's happy. Well, he's there. And he showed up to avoid the fines, Dante. But Tuesday evening, he released a statement on his personal Instagram account saying he wants out of Miami. He doesn't want to be a member of the Dolphins anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge news. We've been hearing about, potential trade, potential holdout, you know, what that was going to look like for a couple of months now. And, you know, Howard did the really rare thing. I can't remember the last time a player like came out with their chest and said, I'm requesting a trade and I feel like the team hasn't negotiated me with good faith. I mean, this is one of the most like in detailed, I have beef with the team Instagram post I've ever seen, man. This is crazy.
For anyone who thinks this can still be saved in some way, they can still pay. No, that ship sailed. It's gone. I'd be stunned. I would give up a week's paycheck. I'd be stunned if you see Xavien Howard and the Miami Dolphins make peace and him suit up ever again for the Miami Dolphins. I think he's played his last game. Now, for those of you who haven't seen the statement, I'm going to read it real quick. It's kind of long, but I'll go through it as quickly as possible. This is from Xavien Howard himself. His words, excuse me. I've given my heart and soul to the Miami Dolphins franchise since they drafted me in 2016 and want to make it clear that I love my teammates. They are my family. But what I've learned is that the business side of the NFL proves organizations don't always have the best players' interest at heart, which is a load of crap if there ever was one. They just paid this guy a boatload of money 2 years ago. He goes on, my experience with the Dolphins the past few seasons has taught me that. In 2018, I signed an extension that I'll admit I didn't completely understand or feel comfortable with. Well, that's your ignorance and your problem, not anybody else's. Once again, he goes on, I played on that deal for 2 seasons. Well, really one, because you didn't really play in 2019. But everyone knows I've significantly outperformed that deal. I'm one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, and the tape backs up that claim. The assignments I'm given, shadowing the opposition's best player, with little help, proves my value, my worth. Yet I am the second highest paid cornerback on my own team, and it's not even close. Well, it kind of really is close. You're not making that much less than Jones. I go on. I want to clear up a few misconceptions about my situation. My agent, David Cantor, and I have never once asked for a completely new contract. Well, kind of sounds like you are. We wanted things to work out with the Dolphins and brought solutions to the table, like guaranteeing more money that we felt were win-wins for both sides. These were proposals of adjustments that wouldn't just make me feel more respected, but were also cap-friendly. But the Dolphins refused everything we proposed. This is why I don't feel the organization dealt with me in good faith. I don't feel valued or respected by the Dolphins. Just like they can take a business-first approach, so can I. That's why I want to make it clear I'm not happy and have requested a trade. Until that trade happens, I'm just here so I don't get fined and will handle myself like professionals do. And all I got to say, Dante, is Xavier Howard, take care, see you never. Honestly, that is one of the most self-serving statements I've ever read, saying that the Miami Dolphins don't respect him. They paid him so much money. They stood by him when he had an off-the-field domestic issue. They stood by him when he had his knee injury and he missed most of 2019, and they still paid him. And they didn't, you know, and for him to, you know, sit there and cry the blues and say, I didn't completely understand it. Well, whose fault's that? That you're a dummy or you have a bad agent. It's not the Miami Dolphins' fault, okay? Ignorance is on you. Don't blame anybody else that you're a moron, maybe. So, I mean, he's gone. He won't be back. And this, you know, this ended ugly. There's been a lot of smoke, Dante, around this for many, many weeks, months, that this wasn't going to end pretty. It ain't ending pretty. This is ending ugly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, and I just tweeted this too, and I'm getting a lot of pushback on it, but I'm going to stand by it, is that, you know, if you're going to go anti-Howard here, I think the only stance that you can have is that he's a moron for signing his extension that he didn't fully understand. And I think that's a completely valid argument from Dolphins fans. You know, he signed that contract. You know, if he didn't fully understand it, he shouldn't have signed the damn thing.
Signed it.
Right. Now, I think the flip side of this, though, is that, again, and we don't know if he's being truthful with these statements or not. I'm going to take it at face value. I find it hard to believe that he's not. If he legitimately just wanted them to front load a little bit more of his guarantees and the Dolphins said no, I think that's an incredibly stupid move by the front office.
I agree.
Think that is, if that, again, I don't know if that's what happened. I'm not his agent. I'm not Xavier Howard. I'm not Chris Greer. I don't know if that's what happened, but taking Howard's statement at face value, both ways, both the part that makes him look like an idiot and both the part that makes the Dolphins look like idiots, I think that there's a legitimate argument to make here that the Dolphins are really, I mean, there's no reason for this. If you could really, if it's really all just, hey, I want a little bit more of my money to be guaranteed, you have the cap room. This is not a cap issue. They have the money. They can find the money for Howard. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about his health and different things like that. Ain't nobody was talking about his health when he was playing well. Nobody cared. You know how many tweets I've gotten tonight? Oh, he missed X amount of games. Nobody cared about that an hour ago. Not a soul.
Exactly.
No one cares.
All of a sudden, now it's the knee injury. Now we're concerned about
it. Oh, it's the knee. It's
everyone's
this,
name is blah, 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 MD. So, so here's the deal. With all this stuff, there's his side, there's their side, and then there's the truth. And he actually kind of contradicts himself in the statement when, what do you say here? I'm one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and the tape backs that up. My assignments I'm given, all this stuff. He pretty much toots his own horn, toot, toot. And then he goes, I'm not asking to be the highest paid guy in the league. Well, you just claimed you're the best in the league. But so I don't know if I totally believe his whole statement, because he lays out a case why he's the best cornerback in the league. And then he says, I just want a little bit more money. I don't know if I'm buying it. Now, I'm not saying I don't want to call him a liar, because I don't know. Maybe that is all he's asking for. He just contradicts himself a little bit in his statement there. But, you know, we've seen there's been two major stories this offseason with the Dolphins. And we're not talking Watson, although I'm just going to mention them briefly. We're not going to go in depth. That's been beaten like a dead horse. It's been the story around Xavier Howard. Will he be traded? Will he show up for camp? And we got answers today. He showed up for camp and he asked for a trade. And then there's been the story around Watson. Is Miami really interested? How interested are they? All that stuff. And a lot of fans, especially on social media, you know, fake news, they're making it up. Folks, when you see reports like this consistently from both national and local reporters over this length of time, from January now to the end of July, where there's this much smoke, there's always fire. So I'm not saying Miami's trading for Watson, but like with this Howard, there has been smoke since the day after they lost to the Bills back in January. And this is the outcome we got here in late July. So the Watson stuff, for those of you quick to just brush it off, once again, not saying the outcome is going to be whatever. Just don't put your head in the sand and be naive, because nobody makes stuff up. So this Howard story has been percolating. And now, you know, it kind of blew up tonight with this statement. That's not a good statement. That's, you know, he said his piece and he got it off his chest. So I will give him credit for that. And when they report on Wednesday here to camp and they're in drills, exercise, it's the first real day of camp. Don't expect much. I'd be stunned if he's on the field. He'll be riding a stationary bike on the side. As I said with Tom on Sunday night, there is no way this guy's going to participate in any drills. He might show up, but he ain't going to participate. He'll be riding a bike on the side, or they might just tell him to stay home at this point and not even find him, just stay home. And we'll see what they can get here in a trade.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there should be a lot of teams interested at the very least. I know, you know, Dolphins Twitter has gone from thinking that he's one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL to he's one of the worst now. Yeah, now he's bad. So, you know, but I think there will be a lot of really good suitors out there. I don't know what you're going to get in return for him. You know, I
think you'll get a first round pick. That's about it.
Yeah, but you have to find the right team for that, you know, and I don't know how much that whittles it down. I mean, if I'm Kansas City, I'm picking up the phone right now. Oh, absolutely. You know,
if I'm Kansas City, that puts them, after they fix their offensive line, with that offense and their quarterback, you put him in the secondary. I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated, but, man, they ain't going to lose much. They ain't going to lose much.
I agree. But on the flip side of that, if I'm Miami, I mean, I don't know if I move Howard to Kansas City. You know what I mean? Like, I'd much rather maybe think about, I know we play the Saints this year, but maybe sending him to the NFC is a better idea, or getting the Eagles to call.
I don't know if you can worry about that. I think you got to take the best deal that's out there.
Deals out of the water, sure. Yeah. But like,
well, if it's a tie. Yeah. I mean,
right. Here's the problem with the Howard thing, and Tom and I talked about this last night on the recorded show, was like, the Dolphins are in win now mode. And that's why I'm okay with paying a player who's missed as much time as Xavien Howard has. I understand other people are not, and that's fine. They're wrong, but whatever. The point is that this is a win now team. So if you trade him to Kansas City, you know, it's not like the Dolphins aren't expecting to compete this year. Kansas City's a roadblock to you in the AFC. I mean, like, you're trying to make some headway in the AFC. If you trade Howard to Kansas City, you just make them all that much better. I don't think the Dolphins are better than Kansas City in any way, shape, or form.
But you're really just cementing it.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I don't know. Again, if the Chiefs come with the best offer, it's the best offer on the table. Yeah, sign the paper, whatever. But I mean, if there's a comparable offer in the NFC, I don't know. I might think about it. I mean, you're going to look really dumb if Howard goes to Kansas City and he looks really good. Yeah, I think that's not going to be great for you.
You know, it was funny. On Sunday night show I did with Tom, on the show Sunday night, that was the day the news broke about Chandler Jones. And we were just sort of spitballing ideas. Look, Arizona's got a headache. Miami's got a headache. Arizona has a glaring need in their secondary. Miami could use another pass rusher. Clearly, Jones has familiarity with Flores. I mean, not the craziest idea in the world, I guess. Now, Jones in the final year of his deal, 31 years old, which, you know, anyone on the Miami Dolphins past the age of 30, they like to wash their hands up, but 31's really not that old. He had 19 sacks a couple of years ago. He was hurt last year. Once again, just a freak injury, nothing that would really make you too concerned. If Arizona wants to give you Jones in a second or something like that, I mean, or first in Jones, I don't know if that might be a little too much. I don't know. But some sort of package, it really solves an issue for Arizona. It solves an issue for Miami to get an elite pass rusher with Phillips, Agba. Maybe you don't have to re-sign Agba after this year. You go forward with Jones and Phillips. That's one I would explore, because you get a win-now player for a win-now player. Miami, yes, they take it hurt. They take it's not the same secondary, obviously, but their pass rush greatly improves.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only hiccup that, you know, you'd have to get Chandler Jones, obviously, to agree to an extension before that trade.
You're not making that trade until you get the extension.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's probably the only hiccup. But I would think that that's a very – I mean, that to me personally, that's the most appealing trade on the market right now. By far, I don't even think it's remotely close. Yeah. I mean, you get Chandler Jones, he's one of the best pass rushers. I would say he's probably – I don't know, second or third best pass rusher in the NFL. I think only behind Aaron Donald would be like the only concrete guy I think is definitely 100% better than him. So, yeah, I think that would be easy. If you can get Jones to agree to an extension, or, well, you know, if he wants a contract restructure, I'm a scout. I'm not a cap guy, whatever he wants. But if you
he's 31, just turned 31. So he's a young 31, let's just say. And, you know, Miami, like I said, they don't like guys over the age of 30, but they did just sign Jason McCourty, who's going to be 34 in about a week. Why? Because I think because he has familiarity with the head coach. So if Miami goes past that age, a magical line of 30, which I think is the dumbest thing out there, like guys, once they hit that age, just fall off a cliff. They don't. Tampa Bay just won a Super Bowl with a bunch of guys over 30. It's not, you know, hitting that age doesn't mean you're done. Jones last year played 5 games, hurt his bicep. That's like a freaky type injury. It's like a knee or anything to worry. Years before that, 19 sacks, 13 sacks, 17 sacks, 11 sacks, 12 and a half. I mean, this guy gets after the quarterback. And really, that one injury last year was his first real injury in the league since 2012. That's a guy I would be on the phone with Miami because I think that's a trade that, yeah, your secondary takes a hit, but man, with a better pass rush, you might be able to mask that hit in the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you pair him with Ogba. You got the young guys up front, Davis, Wilkins taking another jump. You bring back Zach Sealer. I mean, that's a really good unit. You have Jalen Phillips as well. I think that that's definitely the best offer. I don't think that happens. I don't think it happens either. I think that's a long shot. I think more realistically, you try and like bully. Yeah, you bully someone into giving you a first round pick. And, you know, obviously, I think Howard would probably have to have some say in what team he goes to, because that new team's going to want him to negotiate a new contract, I'm assuming, or he's going to want to negotiate a new contract. So that throws another wrench in this. And I think that, again, like, I don't know when this gets done. I don't think it's soon. I really don't. I don't.
Here's what I think's going to happen. I think by the end of the week, I don't want to say by tomorrow, the Miami Dolphins will tell Howard's agent he can go out there and look for trades, which means he can negotiate with teams on a deal. And then they're going to say he goes out there and talks to Cleveland, the Saints, Philadelphia, and they offer him all these deals. If they trade him here, we'll give him X, we'll give him Y, we'll give him Z. Then he takes all those back to Miami, and then they'll pick where they want to send him for the compensation. So I think in the next couple of days, that's what you'll see. You'll see the Miami Dolphins grant his agent permission to seek a trade, pretty much letting his agent talk to teams on a deal, because you can't trade him until a team says, we're going to pay you, make the highest paid corner in the league, second highest paid corner in the league, whatever it ends up being. So that's what I think will happen. Now, when the trade goes through, it will happen in the month of August. When in August, I don't know, because it really depends on what they get. And we'll talk about some likely spots. We've sort of mentioned a few. But first, Dante, the Olympics, Euros, and baseball, major championship and concerts are all this summer. You know what that is? That's a Wild and Hairy Bush. Tame your pubes with help from our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Not really the show for a live read, but I got to get them in. Their fourth-generation performance package includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Everyone go to manscaped.com, use the promo code DolphinsTalk, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to manscaped.com, use the promo code DolphinsTalk and get free shipping and save 20% off on your order. Okay, so who's going to be interested? You know, the Saints rumor's been out there a week. We know them. And I think they are interested because I think that's a team that lost Breeze, obviously. Michael Thomas is now going to miss some time, and they know in 2021 they're going to have to win games in other ways, meaning probably run the ball, eat up clock, and play solid defense. I think the Saints are a team. The other team I think is Cleveland. Cleveland could use another corner. They have pieces Miami might be interested in. They could trade a pick round one or maybe round two, and they got guys like Greedy Williams, a young cornerback, still on his rookie contract, or Kareem Hunt, who would fill a void at running back because they already have Chubb. They can live with Howard and just Chubb. So that's another team off the top of my head who I think is going to be blowing up the Miami Dolphins phone. And I'm sure Jarvis Landry is probably already picking up the phone to the management in Cleveland saying, go get this guy. He can play.
Yeah, I think Cleveland's a good one. That would be, man, that Browns roster would be a lot of fun.
That Browns roster, I would put them probably past the Bills as the second best team in the AFC. Right now I got the Bills number two. If the Browns add Howard, even if they lose like Hunt or something, who cares? And they added Clowney. They took the kid out of Notre Dame in round one with the long name. That's like an eye chart. They are going to be loaded on that team.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think that'd be great. I think another one too. I think maybe the Eagles could be in on him just because they have that big corner need.
I think they want to part with a pick though.
I Here's the deal. If I were the Eagles, I would not part with a pick. However, Howie Roseman is incredibly aggressive. He's one of the most aggressive GMs in the NFL, man. If he thinks that they can win enough games with Jalen Hurts and Xavier Howard's out there, I mean, him and Darius Slay is a pretty good cornerback duo for a team that has really bad cornerback play. It's a bit of a long shot, but I would not be surprised if they're interested. I don't know if they're willing to mortgage a first, but yes, it would not shock me.
Here's a trade offer. They are looking to move Zach Ertz, and they probably want to hold on to their what will be three first-round picks for any possible trade for Watson, either sooner or in a year. So would you take a second-round pick in Zach Ertz for Xavier Howard? I wouldn't, but
No, yeah, I wouldn't even want Zach Ertz in the deal. That would make it less appealing to me.
Know how
I'd rather
Miami
just
loves
take
tight
the second
ends.
Round pick.
We know how Miami loves tight ends, though. That is true. Like they're going out of style. But no, I mean, that's probably what they're going to come with, a trade offer like that. Because I don't see them. Philadelphia knows they are in the driver's seat for Watson. They know Houston wants to send him to an NFC team. We know Watson can sort of block any trade, but where he is right now with his life, I don't think he's going to block much. And they are not going to lose that sort of, you know, spot they're in with three most likely first-round picks to in one draft to possibly get him. So I don't know if they're going to part with a first-round pick. You got the Cowboys. They're always up for doing something crazy and stupid. And they need help in their secondary as well. That's a team to watch. Indianapolis has a lot of space under the cap, and that's another team.
They're going to have to spend it soon. They have a lot of guys they need to extend.
They do. Who else? Pittsburgh, if they're going to make a final run here with Roethlisberger, if you're all in on one last run with Roethlisberger, then you better be all in because you can't go halfway with that because, you know, he's not going to get you past the Chiefs, past the Bills, past the Browns, as we saw in the playoffs, with what they got now. Pittsburgh's another team where, you know, and it'd be tough for Dolphins fans to see Xavier Howard and Minka Fitzpatrick in the same secondary up in Pittsburgh. That's another team to keep an eye on just because, I mean, I don't know. I think there's going to be a couple teams that are going to be really aggressive.
What about Dallas?
That's the team. That's a sleeper team because if you can only get a first-round pick for him, I think the Cowboys will part with a first-round pick next year.
I think they should. They don't need that defense to be elite. They just need them to be like top 15 and let the offense score 40 a game with Dak coming back. I mean, if I was Dallas, I would definitely trade a first-round pick for Xavier Howard for sure.
Because if I had to probably rank the top three teams or four, because you know a team like – Seattle or the Rams would love it, but they got no picks. Other picks went away because those two teams are in on guys like this, guys who are unhappy in their spot, make a lot of money. They would part with a pick in a second, but they have no picks to part with. So you got to write them off and take them out of the equation. I do think the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Browns, Arizona, I'll throw in there. Even if it's not for Jones, maybe they just want to part with picks. Arizona, I'll throw in there. Those are probably the four most likely spots. Philadelphia is on the outside. I think Indianapolis, I know they got to pay some guys, but if that's going to go way up the cap, like most people think, they could be on the outside looking in. Those are the teams to look for. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but, you know, this was a bomb that dropped on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, it really was. Was not expecting it. Weird time to drop it, too, on a Tuesday. Like, I'm assuming he went to training camp today and he was like – Yeah, he was like, I just don't want to do this anymore. No, I'm dropping this right now.
You know, it was so funny. When that short little video came out, it was early, like 7:30, 8 o'clock, you know, him walking in the door. Everyone was like, well, he's here. Ha, Miami won. And then they're like, well, he looks miserable. Some people were saying that. Who cares? He showed up. He has to. Like, yeah, fast forward 12 hours. It's like whoever laughs last, laughs loudest type of deal. Because he even said, that's why I went to make it clear. I'm not happy. So until that trade happens, I'm just here so I don't get fined. He flat out said it. It was like Marshawn Lynch. I'm here so I don't get fined. But yeah, so, you know, it's sad because when you draft a guy in round two, you develop him into a superstar, you pay him superstar money, and it still blows up in your face. You know, I have a hard time ripping the organization. I have a hard time ripping Chris Greer. They did nothing wrong. They really did nothing wrong. They drafted the guy in round two. He became a superstar. They paid him handsomely. Nobody can foresee this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they could have foresaw it. And again, like, I'm taking Howard's statement at face value.
That's what we have to do, yeah.
If that's all he wanted and they weren't willing to give him that, man, I'm going to rip them for that. I really am. Okay. I think that's worth ripping them for. I really do. And I felt, you know, I thought they were too stubborn with Minka. I don't want to go down that road. I took enough crap for that a couple of years ago. I thought they were too stubborn there. If they're too stubborn again with Howard, again, right now, what I know with the information that I have, he made an incredibly reasonable request. Is he possibly a moron for signing the first contract?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But he admitted that. Yeah, he's not denying that. Look, I'll give him credit. This is an incredibly candid statement. It is. All right?
Brutally honest in that regard. Yeah,
he's like, I'm dumb, but also I'm not asking for a lot here. So, I think that's worth ripping them for. Maybe something comes out and, you know what, Howard's blowing smoke and the Dolphins really were, you know, and he's just not, and this was never going to happen in any situation, right? Maybe that's what ends up happening. I don't know. But with the information that I have right now, I really don't see any reason why Miami wouldn't have given in to a reasonable request. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Before we wrap up, let me get your insight here. Let's say Howard's out of the picture and he's traded for a pick. So they don't add another cornerback here of any type of stature. So they go into the year with Jones, obviously, as their number one cornerback. Opposite him, it'll probably be, I think, to start the year at least, Jason McCourty over Igbunogene, if I had to guess. But Igbunogene is going to have, you know, he's a first-round pick. You know, he's going to have every chance to win the starting job. I just think they might ease him into it a little bit. So you got Jason McCourty, Igbunogene, Nick Needham. And after that, and all those are guys who were expected to make the team. So it's, and Justin Coleman as well. So all guys who were expected to make the team. I guess that signing last Friday of Cravon LeBlanc might have been a little bit of foreshadowing now that we look back in hindsight. But out of some of the other guys out there, like a Cravon LeBlanc, Jamal Perry, and some of those types, do you think anybody sort of stands out who might get an opportunity now that they probably wouldn't have, you know, as of like an hour ago?
Well, I mean, one more of them is going to make the team, probably. Yeah. I would assume, if I had to guess, it'd probably be LeBlanc.
Got some experience. He's a vet.
Yeah, if I had to guess. And I think, you know, obviously the most important question we have to ask now about the cornerback room is how much has Noah Igbinoghene improved from his rookie season? And, you know, whether I think Miami probably knew that this was coming. You know, and I think maybe that was one of the reasons they took Igbinoghene in the first round, as we kind of talked about, you know, during that draft is, hey, you know, this might be a future pick that they're trying to, you know, leverage and not pay Howard again, even though he wasn't asking for a new contract. But, you know, that, like you said, he's a first round pick. He's going to get every opportunity to win that job. If he doesn't win that job out of camp, honestly, I do think that's a little bit concerning, but again,
that's terrible.
We'll see, you know, man, I think Miami's in a tough spot. I really don't think people understand how important Xavien Howard was to this football team's success last season. And I think a lot of people, will the Dolphins defense still be good? Yeah, they will be, right? Brian Flores is still a good coach. This is still a good football team. But I don't think people understand how hard it is to find players who consistently generate turnovers like Xavien Howard does. It's incredibly difficult. There is an argument to be made that there is no other cornerback like him in the NFL. There are guys who are better in pure coverage. Jaire Alexander, Jalen Ramsey, they might have him beat there. They do not produce turnovers like Xavien Howard does. And there's a legitimate argument to make that that is more valuable than being good in coverage.
Man, turning the ball over is almost like scoring a touchdown when you take the ball from the other team. It sometimes generates field position for your offense, all that stuff. And plus, let's just be honest. When you have Jones and Howard on the field at the same time, two corners you don't have to worry about, you don't have to give help to, who don't get called for a lot of penalties, that means one thing. With your other nine guys on defense, you can have them do whatever the hell they want. And all those exotic blitzes that we saw last year, which generated a lot of sacks. You're going to see less of those this year because whoever is opposite Jones, Igbinoghene, Jason McCourty, they're going to have to give them help. Maybe not a ton of help, but they got to give them help. You just can't put them on an island by themselves like you could with Howard, which means you're going to have less guys blitzing and moving around the center of the field, sort of taking away a tight end and stuff. So the exotic blitz packages we saw last year, you're still going to see some of them, but you're not going to see as many, and it will change how they call a game on that side of the ball because when you got two lockdown corners, man, you can do anything you want up front. Anything.
Yep.
And now that time is gone.
And the other part of that, too, is like getting like who's going to be that help. A rookie out of Oregon is probably going to be that help.
Or coverage. A second-year player out of Texas who I know you're not a big fan of.
I was not a big fan of Brandon Jones. He won me over last year. He was significantly better than I expected. But, again, either way, not great. I'm sorry. I am not filled with a lot of confidence that they are going to be. Look, is this team going to be good? But, like, man, I don't know.
Push comes to shove. Eric Rowe can play cornerback. He did with the Patriots. Not a strong suit.
He wasn't good at it.
He was terrible at it. But I'm saying push comes to shove. If Igbinoghene stinks, if Jason McCourty just shows he's far too old and they really got nothing else, you know, they're not going to have a lot of options. That might be like option C here for them. Like hit the red button for panic. You know, we have to move. So, you know, this does change a lot of the Dolphins as they head into the 2021 season. And I said it as I wrap up here on the show last week with Ian, we did. The Miami Dolphins have been preparing for life after Xavien Howard for over a year. Now, they thought it would be because of his knee. That's why they drafted Igbinoghene. That's why they went out and signed Justin Coleman, signed Jason McCourty. They thought maybe that knee's not going to hold up. We got to be ready with some alternate plans. They are now in a spot where they're kind of prepared for life after Howard, not because of the knee, just because of the money. So how we got to this place changed, but they've been kind of prepared to be in a spot. So this probably hasn't caught them off guard. I'm sure Howard's agent has sort of given them a heads up in the last few months or weeks. So they're probably not caught off guard by this. I think the fans are, because I think a lot of fans, you know, look, we see a lot of Dolphins fans on social media get very emotional, and I think with their heart, not their head. To me, I saw this coming a long time ago. I'm not shocked. It's unfortunate because I didn't want to see it happen, but life of the NFL, players want more money all the time, and they don't care that they just signed a new deal. They want more money now.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the way it's going to be going forward. Players are going to use their leverage. I mean, we literally just saw Aaron Rodgers bully the Packers into doing whatever the hell he wanted so he'd stick around for another season. You know, players are going to use their leverage now. This is the NFL is slowly but surely transitioning into a player dominated league like we see in the NBA. It's not going to be as quick and it's going to take more time, but it is happening whether people like it or not. And people need to get on board with it because it's not going anywhere. It's going in that direction and it's not going to stop. Players are going to hold out. They're going to try and fight for as much money as humanly possible when they perform. Howard's coming off one of the best seasons that we've seen from a cornerback in the past 20 years. He's going to fight for more money and players are going to keep continuing to do that. If the Dolphins aren't willing to pony up once in a while, they're going to continue to lose premier talent. That's the direction the NFL. And that, by the way, that's a blanket statement for all teams. If all teams aren't willing to pony up, all teams are going to lose premier talent. That's just the way it's going to be. The NFL's days of controlling these players unequivocally with no pushback is over. It's done. Goodbye. Players have more power now, and they're going to use it.
Yeah, I mean, it's you hit the nail on the head, and that is what it is because these guys know that this league, with their TV deal, which is astronomical, with all the money the league's making, with the salary cap, how it's not going to just go up in recent years. It's going to skyrocket. The only reason it went down a little bit was because of the virus, which nobody could have seen that coming. But, you know, if there's no virus, you know, this salary cap would be really high this year and it'd be even higher next year. And it's going to keep going up and up and up. And, you know, these guys know that, yeah, I signed a contract extension at the end of 2018. Who cares? So what? Just pay me more now. And as fans, it might be annoying, and it means you're going to see guys that you love, that you root for, maybe not be on your team as long as you hope, but it is what it is. And we'll see how this plays out. So, yeah, we'll see here what happens in the next few days, weeks, how long before he is traded. Like I said, be stunned if they find a way to work this out and hold on to him. I can't see how that happens. And for everything, keep checking out the website, dolphinstalk.com, for all the latest. If you're tuning into this late, it'll be on our YouTube channel. You can go back and rewatch the whole thing. So go to YouTube, and as they say, smash that like button, kids. Go to YouTube, smash that like button, and watch our breaking news audio from tonight. Follow Dante Colonnelli on Twitter at Dante Colonnelli. Follow myself at Dolphins Talk. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast forever. And we're going to have all the news you want here as training camp really kicks off on Wednesday, where the teams will start to do a little bit more activity stuff on the field. So everyone have a great night, and we'll talk to you again after a while.